Uwezo assessment in Terego district shows majority of children in primary 3 were not able to do primary 2 work. Most children have not attended pre-primary school. Though Uganda has automatic promotion policy, many children did not appear to continue to the next grade in Terego district. Uwezo, in partnership with the approaches to rural community development, engaged various stakeholders in Terego to deliberate on the findings. Manasse Achidi, the executive director, called urges the stakeholders to receive the findings in good faith and consider them as a yardstick for enhancing education standards in Terego district. According to Julius Achidi of Accord, who also coordinates Uwezo's activities in Terego, he says the focus of the survey, as in this explanation,
you can be, you can be me. Now, when you come and ask such a question, when your child is in P7, and you come to learn that the child has not learned, when the child is now completing the life cycle of primary, it becomes too late. And as stakeholders, as teachers, as the district leaders, so when you ask this same question, it means we need to ask this question at the appropriate time, and the time is now. So we are here to share in the vision of the West of Uganda. The vision says, a society in which all children are learning and realizing their full potential. And this shared vision should start right from the families, because the family is the nuclear of the society.
The chairperson, Terego District Head Teachers Association, Robert Andama, acknowledges that the situation of pupil teacher ratio is very appalling in the district.
For me, some of these issues that have affected us, particularly in the areas of literacy and numeracy, my prayer is that the government should keep on increasing wage bill for the districts, because the issue of teacher pupil ratio, which is not to the standard, is affecting almost all the schools in the region. Last month I was for a regional meeting in Izongo, where the issue of performance was also discussed. One of the factors affecting us greatly is the number of teachers. To teach very well, one teacher is to handle 40 pupils according to the national target here. But if you go to some of these schools, the number of teachers is not rhyming greatly.
Terego District Education Officer Charles Sajidra welcomes the report after revealing that the education sector is struggling with shortage of substantive head teachers in most of the primary school.
For Terego, there are very few substantive head teachers for 70 posts. We are now relying on deputies to take charge of schools. There are also few, many of them are retired, others are dying. Leadership is key in countries to running a school. Somebody who is the head teacher sometimes will behave differently from somebody who is acting to fire a substantive head teacher. Otherwise, we all need to wake up and do something, because our children are not learning. 2 days ago, I was interacting with a P4 kid. I asked him, if you have 4 words, what would be the number of legs? He was up and suffering. In other words, I was testing numeracy. 4 times 4, what is the answer? He wanted to go out and look for the goats. So I think that is it, but we are happy to listen to what we our document. So use it as a purpose.
Meanwhile, Wilfred Zaka, Terego District Chairperson, identified poor attitude towards pre-primary education as a major obstacle.
Talk about this, the outside, you have people who get to imagine whether you are in a dreamland, the perception is still foreign. They want their children to be in ECD, but the costs are unbearable. It's one of the biggest challenges.
Alex Otim, the deputy Kau Terego District, says despite improvements made on school infrastructure and teacher qualifications, the academic standards in most schools seem to be worsening.
When we are going to primary schools, I don't think the situation was any better. Probably we sat on the floor, probably we were in graphite classrooms. Probably we are walking 3-4 kilometers or 5 to school, but now the infrastructure is in place. Where we build classrooms by government and donors. And government here, development plans coming for classroom construction, provision of desks, staff houses. Yeah? The teachers are there, well qualified. Most of them now have degrees, unlike in the past. But the performance in PLE seems to be deteriorating.